listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
Boy, like.
You are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. as Primal Scream. I've been getting into them recently. I don't know why. 2013 Weatherall remix from the More Light Deluxe Edition came out in 2013. I guess they couldn't be bothered renaming it for any reason other than the year that it was recorded. I don't know. Or remixed or whatever. Yeah. And that is good. A good 8 minutes of that. And what else did we have in there? We had Massive Attack and from something from 1997 and Rising on Underworld Mix. And a good long set there. History of Gunpowder, Vancouver. Well, formerly of Montreal, now of Vancouver. History of Gunpowder and a track by the name of Early Riser. From brand new, well, 2023. I hope you enjoyed that. It was a good long set. I mean, what would a prog rock show be without the 10-minute song? You can't justify not being a prog rock to radio show without playing, a good long 10-minute tune. So a big hello to everybody on CJSF Radio. If you're listening on Tuesday night or on, Thursday morning, I think it's like an 8 till 10 or a 7 till 10. So, we're not live on CJSF, but we try to be. Well, I'll be as alive as I can without actually being there on air. But it's good to get out on FM. Now, my history with CJSF goes back to the 80s, where I actually put in the very first FM license application to the CRTC. For my American friends, the CRTC is the Canadian governing government body bureaucracy that determines FM license, radio broadcasting licenses in general. And so you have to go to them and say, plead your case and say, please give me an FM frequency. So, not unlike the FCC in the United States. So, I was taking communications up at SFU. I was taking a communications course that dealt with exactly that. So, we put the application together. Remember, it was on blue paper. I remember that. It was all paper, no computers back then. And so I put it in, but unfortunately, due to other commitments, I had to step down as station manager. And this guy, Norm Kassler, who was not a student, came in and we sat in front of the CRTC. I think it was like November 87 or something like that. And he basically went off script and referred to the Madam Chair of the CRTC as "you guys," and she got really quite offended by that. And I often believe that was the reason why we didn't get the FM license. But anyway, historically, it would be another 10 years until CJSF would apply for a license again in 1997. Once again, they were turned down, and then after some wrangling over frequency and whatnot, they finally got onto FM in 2003. So to hear myself on FM over the little radio last week for the first time on a radio show was quite a thing for me, and it was I wouldn't say it was emotional, but it was like, okay, this has taken quite a while. And as far as I know, I'm the only person that's affiliated with CJSF that was around in the 80s, because we're all getting into our 60s now, and so we're talking like quite a long period of waiting to hear my voice on FM radio. So there's my story about CDSF, and that's why I've kind of affiliated with them again. Just dawned on me for some reason that I should kind of throw get my radio show on there. Being a graduate of SFU and an alumni of the radio station itself. Anyway, Yeah, and thanks to Magnus and Robin for making that happen up at CJSF. It's not maybe the typical radio show that they would have on, but it never was. My old show was called Sounds from Abroad, and that went on Friday nights. And I would struggle to play a lot of Canadian content because it wasn't quite the type of music that I would, be into at the time. Anyway, enough blabbing. We're going to play some Canadian music after this one. But I've been chatting in Twitch about Genesis, and we're talking about the new Peter Gabriel album and the value of it. But I was in the car the other day, and this track came on from the old Genesis collection, the BBC sessions that they did. So they did, Genesis did some early BBC stuff over the years when they were together with Gabriel, with Hackett. And this one came up on my play on my phone, and it's Genesis Live in London, June 10th, 1976. But they're playing an old track that Steve Hackett introduces, I believe, and it's called White Mountain, and I think it was from Trespass originally. But I'm going to let these guys introduce it for you and see what they have to say. This is Genesis, classic Genesis, on House of Prog. And I can actually say this is a prog show now because I'm actually going to play some.
And in the days when, during the acoustic numbers, the clinking of beer mugs could be heard very clearly, we used to play some songs off the Trespass album. Acoustic songs off the Trespass album.
What happens on it?
So we should play one tonight called White Mountain.